The next patient is Robert Levy. The last name is L-E-V-Y. 71-year-old patient of Dr. Paloski, P-A-L-O-S-K-Y, that has a CKD stage 3B, period. The patient has a history of overweight, a history of kidney stones in the past, and also neurogenic bladder related to spinal AV malformation. He had a nicotine abuse many years ago. He has a hyperlipidemia, peripheral vascular disease, abdominal aortic aneurysm, and atrial fibrillation that is paroxysmal, period. We think that the patient has several components in this kidney dysfunction, the nephrosclerosis, the interstitial nephritis, and obstruction. The patient has to catheterize himself several times a day, period. The retroperitoneal ultrasound, and no acute findings were demonstrated. There was no evidence of lithiasis, no evidence of obstruction. In the laboratory workup, the patient has a serum creatinine that is 1.5, and with an estimated EFR that is 44, BUN27 serum electrolytes are within normal limits. The urinalysis is a trace of protein only. The total protein in the urine was 37. However, the excretion the determination of creatinine in the urine wasn't done. The patient has a proteinuria that is less than 500 milligrams in 24 hours, according to the laboratory in the past. Period. Recommendations in this particular case, a very low sodium diet, plant-based diet, avoid non-steroid anti-inflammatories, period. Number two, the patient has a history of nephrolithiasis that is remote in the 90s. He has a uric acid that is 8.6 milligrams per cent. Should be lower than this, but according to the discussion that we had regarding plant-based diet, we are hopeful that the patient will implement those changes in the lifestyle. The decreased sodium intake and the decreased protein intake and a plant-based diet are going to improve the general condition. Following number, a history of spinal AV malformation with a bowel and neurogenic bladder. The patient catheterizes himself 3 or 4 times a day. My advice is to establish a schedule of meals that is always at the same time, and 2 to 3 hours after the meal, the patient should self-catheterize in order to avoid urinary retention that makes him prone to urinary tract infections. Following number, the patient has a history of atrial fibrillation that is paroxysmal. My recommendation is for him to seek cardiology advice. The original cardiologist that saw the patient was Dr. Sankar. Period. The patient states that the last episode of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation was February the 1st, and it lasted 1 hour according to his description. This should be evaluated and treated. Following number, abdominal aortic aneurysm, that is for the primary to follow. The description that we have as of January the 15th, 2021, is 3.9 centimeters. It has to be reevaluated. Following number, COPD, most likely associated to the smoking in the past. Following number, hyperlipidemia that we are going to follow closely. We're going to reevaluate the case in three months. We spend 15 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 30 minutes in the face-to-face, and 10 minutes in the documentation period.